There's always a chance that Glade might have doubled back here, figuring this would be the one place he would look for his car. Now, here's the office, Lothar. They left a nightlight burning. Let's take a look in here.
Nobody here, Master?
No. One of those two men we saw across the street to the lunchroom must be the night shift attendant. There's one very strange thing about this.
What, Master?
We heard someone in here listening to police alarms on the radio.
Lots of people do that, Master.
Yes, yes, I know they do, Lothar. But you've got to have a radio. Do you see one in here?
No, no, Master.
This is beginning to get under my skin, Lothar. Slade, his black sedan, Narda, and Tommy vanished as though the earth had swallowed them up. Now we hear a radio in an empty garage where there isn't any radio. Say, isn't that another door on the other side of the office?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Master.
Let's see what's on the other side of it. I wonder who's calling here at this time in the morning. Answer it, Lothar. I'll see what's out here.
Hello? This garage...
If High Pitch hasn't left, I'd like to speak to him.
You hold wire.
Lothar, that's another section of the garage, and there's a big van parked
in
there.
Wait, Master.
Who is it?
Hello, another in talking wire. Say, won't speak to High Pitch.
We're on the right track. That van in there must belong to High Pitch. He must have been one of the two men who just went over to the lunchroom.
What, Lothar, tell fellow?
I'll talk to him. Let me have that phone.
Yeah.
Hello?
That you, High Pitch?
Yeah.
The great plan.
What's that?
I said the great plan.
Oh, yeah, the great plan. Go ahead, boss.
Sorry, afraid I have the wrong number.
Checkmate, Lothar.
Him hang up, Master?
Yes, I didn't have the answer to his password. He got suspicious.
Oh, too bad, Master.
The great plan, that means something big is underway. Lothar. The trick might work.
What, Master?
I wonder if I couldn't find out the answer to that password.
How? How, Master?
By calling that lunchroom across the street and asking for High Pitch.
Well, what could that do, Master?
It may be another dud, but I'm following blind hunches tonight. Blue plate lunchroom, please. Oh, I don't know the number. Thank you. We've got half of a password, Lothar. I'm going to try to get the other half and gain a little time to look over that van that's parked out there.
When does your train leave, Slade?
In about a half hour, High Pitch.
I'll pull out with the van after you leave. I'll answer that phone.
Okay.
You're ringing the blue plate, Lothar. Nobody seems to want to answer.
Hello? Blue plate lunch.
Hello, blue plate. If you have anyone dining there who answers to the name of...
Brother, they don't dine in this dump. They just eat. Who do you want?
High Pitch.
Oh, yeah? High Pitch, huh? What made you think anybody by that name was here?
Because I called the garage first and no one answered. I thought High Pitch might be here.
Yeah? Well, supposing I said I was High Pitch.
You'd have to prove it to my satisfaction.
Yeah? Well, how do I know who you are, brother?
You don't. Let me introduce myself. The Great Plan.
The Great Plan, huh?
If you are High Pitch, you know the correct answer.
Oh, sure, but a guy has to be careful.
I repeat the password. Answer it. The Great Plan.
The day is near.
Correct.
Where are you calling from?
I called you to obtain information, not answer questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Where's Slade?
Nix on names, will you? There's a statewide police alarm out for
him. I heard it. That's why I'm calling you. Where's Slade?
Right here. He's catching the next rattler out.
Where's the car and the girl?
When nobody'd ever think of looking for him. That's all I'm saying over this phone, brother. You must be crazy.
How soon are you leaving?
As soon as I get outside some ham and eggs. They're on the fire now.
Your van in the garage?
Yeah. Say, for Pete's sake, lay off, will you? Somebody
know where to report?
Sure, sure. Same place as usual. Now hang up, will you? Did you ever hear a wiretapping?
Good night. Come on, Lothar. We've got a few minutes to look that van over before High Pitch returns.
You got plan, Master?
Yes, but I don't like the sound of what he said about Narda. Around to the rear of the van, Lothar. It probably has double doors and... Yes, it has.
And it got great big padlock, Master.
I wonder why High Pitch locked an empty van.
Do you see that, Master?
Yes. The handle of that van door turned. Somebody's inside, Lothar.
You open lock, master?
Yes, with the greatest of ease. I'd be a poor magician, Lothar, if I couldn't. Locks are one of my specialties, you know. One second and... Ah, there you are. Yank the doors open.
Yes, master. Door stuck. Here comes...
All right, see how you like this over your skull. Hey, let go of me. Let go of me.
Master, look. It Tommy. Tommy Turk.
Tommy, don't swing that monkey wrench again. It's Lothar's skull you're trying to dent. And I assure you it can't be done.
Lothar? Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I thought those two fellas were back, and I just swung when the doors opened. Gosh, are you hurt, Lothar? Let me feel your head, huh? I didn't mean it.
Lothar not hurt, not even got bumped.
Tommy, listen. How did you get inside that van?
Look inside the van, Mr. Mandrake.
So that's the explanation of the mystery. Look, Lothar.
The Black Coupe Master.
Slade picked up the police alarm, knew he'd be caught, doubled back and drove his car inside High Pitcher's van. A clever trick if I ever saw one.
You know where I was, Mr. Mandrake?
Let's see it. I guess you hid in the rumble seat, Tommy.
Yeah, that's right. I crawled in there after I left the car number in the sidewalk for you.
Yes, good for you. We found it and sent out the police alarm. That was clever, Tommy.
Yeah. See, I couldn't get Miss Nada to run away when she had the chance. She thought Slade was on the level and she would...
Tommy, do you know what they've done with Nada?
Gosh, no. I was nearly smothered in the rumble seat. I just heard voices. Then everything got quiet and I took a chance in trying to get out. But the van was locked.
Yes, I see. All right, come on. Inside, Lothar. We'll look this car over.
Give me a boost, Lothar.
Up you go, Tommy.
Listen, master, listen.
Those fellas are coming back.
Lothar, pull those doors closed.
Want to hop a punt with me, Slade? I'll drop you at the railroad station.
Okay, High Pitch, I might as well ride that far. But say, aren't you getting careless?
How come?
Leaving the rear van doors unlocked.
What do you mean?
You didn't lock the bar across the doors.
Well, what do you know? Say, I'm almost as dumb as that guy who called me up for the big boss.
Dumber.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, come on, it's locked. Hurry up or I won't make that train.
We locked in, master.
Never mind that. Did you hear what High Pitch said? Narda's in here, too. Yes, Nada. Probably in the coupe. Oh, it's dark, dark. You can't see a thing in here.
Mr. Mandrake?
What, Tommy?
I found Miss Nada. I couldn't see, but it must be her.
Are you sure? Where,
yeah,
Tommy?
She stretched out in the front seat of the coupe. I touched her face and... Mr. Mandrake, she's awful still and cold. Gosh, we're moving!